So we're in the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, going out to Hay today. We are three lines from the bottom. The Gemara had been talking about Shtei Kedushas, Kedusha Achas. So Gemara now is addressing two-day Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Itmar, it says three lines from the bottom. Itmar, Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. You have a two-day Rosh Hashanah. What's the halacha? Sirav Ushmuel, Amri Tevayo, both of them are of the opinion. Nol de Bezeh, Asur Bezeh. If it was laid on day one of Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Asur also on day two. How do we know this? The Tanah and the Mishnah tells us. Barishona hayu mekablin edus hachodesh kol hayom kulo. Initially, they used to accept edus. They didn't know. The way it works is every month has to at least have 29 days. The question is, what's the next day going to be? Is the next day going to be day one of the next month? In this case, Tishrei. Or no, they're not going to see the new moon. It's going to be day 30, and it's not going to be to the following day, which is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So on day 30 now, which could be day 1 or day 30, they don't know yet, the entire day, they're waiting for Edom to come and say, we saw the new moon last night, today's actually going to be day 1, and if no Edom come, it's going to be day 30, and the next day is going to have to be Rosh Chodesh, because of Rosh Hashanah, there's never a month longer than 30 days. So the entire first day, that entire day, they accepted the Edus until nightfall.
Talking about the day of Rosh Chodesh or the day before Rosh Chodesh now?
They're accepting the day that can turn in day 30, which can turn to day 1. Right now, 29, yesterday was day 29.
Even if this run of the Korban was already over.
So we're getting, that's what this Gemara is talking about. That's the very point. So initially, Barishona, they accepted Edus the entire day of day 30 or day 1. That was what they're waiting to find out. Pamachas, one time, is what you're referring to. Nishto Edim Lavo. The Edim were delayed in coming. So what happened? V'niskalkalu halavim b'shir. And the Levim ended up making a mistake in the Shir. What was the Shir? What was the mistake? So the way it works is that during the Tamid, they would sing a song. So Tamid Shir Ben Harbaim, they would say, are they supposed to say Rosh Hashanah song? Or are they supposed to sing a Chol song? They weren't sure. Let's say it was a Monday. So are they going to say Tamid Shir Shachar of a Rosh Hashanah? Or really just a regular Chol day? It's really day 30 and they'll say a Chol. So what happened was, Tamid Shir Ben Harbaim came. There was time to do it. And no Edom came. So they say, oh, it must not be Rosh Hashanah. Let's sing the Shir Shel Chol. Suddenly they finish singing, they finish their Talmud, and the two Edom walk in now. We saw that new moon last night. Like, oh no, it's Rosh Hashanah today, and we sang the wrong song. So that happened. So what were they misaking? So they said, Hiskinu Shelo Yehu Mekablin Esa Edom Ela Ad HaMincha. They made a takana that you don't accept the Edom up until Mincha. Once Mincha time hits, we have to make a decision. Is it Chol or is it Yom Tif? So they said no Edom came, no longer accepting it anymore, and then they would say a Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, they'd sing a Shir Shel Chol. Now, V'im Bo Edom Min HaMincha L'mal, let's say they did come after Mincha anyways, after the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim was brought, Nohagin also Yom Kodesh L'machar Kodesh, they would keep that day Kodesh anyways, and the next day as well. So what was going on? So it's the 29th day of Elul. That night, they don't know if it's really Rosh Hashanah or not. It could be day 30 and a regular day, or it could be Rosh Hashanah. So they would be knowing the entire day as a Rosh Hashanah, as a Yom Tov, just in case that it really was Rosh Hashanah, and then the whole day it was Yom Tov. They had to keep everything. So they keep everything going. But Edom came, so then they would keep that first day as a Rosh Hashanah, just as they didn't know what the halach was, but the next day is really the real Rosh Hashanah, and they'd start counting the Yom Kippur from the second day. Meaning first day of Rosh Hashanah when they're keeping it is really the 30th of Elul. In their times. The next day, which is second day Rosh Hashanah, if the Edom came, never came on day one, the second day was really Aleph Tishrei. Not to be confused with what we do nowadays. Nowadays, our both days, day one is Aleph, day two is Beis. Back then, when they weren't sure, they kept the first day as a Suffolk initially. Day one was 30, and day two was Aleph. A little bit confusing. So, okay, let's look at this Rashi here. Long Rashi, but I think it's worthwhile. Rashi going to explain. So how is this relevant? How is this going to tell us?
So yeah. In the afternoon, by Mincha, they sang, according to the first four lines of the Gemara, they sang Rosh Hashanah songs all the way through. Because it says, Bo, the skin of Shaloi Hoye Makabla is Edom El Ad HaMincha. Bo Edom Min HaMincha L'Mala, because the morning they were already doing Rosh Hashanah El Safek. What do they do after Mincha?
In terms of what?
They sing Rosh Hashanah? They sing...
There's only one time they're singing. So after Mincha, they already brought the Tamid, Shel Ben Harbaim.
Oh, I didn't know they would have said the Tamid today.
Exactly.
That doesn't happen until later. That's based on the whole day of Rosh Hashanah. It's the night. What are you doing at night?
Which night are you talking about?
Okay, so you sang the... I mean, Gemara says that until Mincha, they were Makabal, they were Makabal Eidlis, but nobody came, and they ran anyway the day as Rosh Hashanah.
They, right, personally, every individual had to keep it as a Yom Tov because they weren't sure,
and
but in the basement.
What did they sing?
They sang the Chol.
They sang the Chol the whole day.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at the Rashi. I think it's Kedai because it's confusing. Rashi will make things clear. Yeah.
No, you can obviously in Kedai, you mean just in terms of halachas, in terms of
Isser Malacha.
Isser Malacha.
Exactly. Okay, so let's look at Rashi. I think it's worthwhile seeing the Rashis. Today we have a longer day, and I think the Gemara is, yeah, it's, I'm going to base it pretty short also. Let's look at the top Rashi. We're going to go down a couple of Rashis and read both of them. Niskalkalu Ahalavim Bashir. Talmud Shal Ben Harabayim, Sh'amru Bo Shira Shachol. They say a regular Shira of a weekday. Sh'ayu Sovrim Shalo Yavu Od B'Hayom Chol. They didn't think anybody else is coming, so it must be a regular day. Uch Shabo Nimsa, when the Edom came after the Talmud Shal Ben Harabayim, Nimsa Shehu Kodesh. It was actually Rosh Hashanah today. They made the wrong Chol, the wrong Shir. U'B'Shal Shachar, he points out, what about in the morning? What Shir did they say in the morning? It was too early for Edom to come. Ain't tos, there wasn't a mistake. They weren't concerned with what happened in the beginning. The betamin shel shachar, afilu hukta shachodesh. Even though it was, let's say it was already Rosh Hashanah, they knew. Let's say they came really early, they knew today was Rosh Hashanah. They still would sing kodem hakras shel chol hayu omrim. They'd still say a regular chol shir with the carbon tamin shel shachar. The fisha berov hashanam ein ha'edim memarim lavo kokach. It was very, very rare that Edom would come before the tamin shel shachar, that first thing in the morning. So chances are it wouldn't come. They always establish, you always sing the same Shir Shachol for the morning. The only question was the Ben Harbayim, that Shir was the only one in question. Now then Rashi says, Ad HaMincha, Ad HaKravas Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim is the only time they would accept Edom before that time. Aval Achar Mikan, afterwards, Osa Yom, Harehu Mu'ubar, it's Mu'ubar, which means you're adding, it's a like pregnant, we add on day 30. That if Edom don't come until after Mincha, that day already is considered day 30, you push off Rosh Hashanah, the actual Rosh Hashanah, the real Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, you push it off one day. The next day, the second day of Rosh Hashanah in their time, was really day one of Tishrei, and you count the Yom Tovim from that day. Let's say they did come after Mincha. Even though you don't count from now, we already established today as being day 30, even though Edom came. We're not mezalzel of the day. We don't say, it's not Rosh Hashanah, and you can't just stop midway and start doing melacha. Once we started being noheg as a possibility of being a Rosh Hashanah and Isra melacha, we don't stop midway. We don't say, mincha time came, no Edom were here, let's just start doing melacha. Once you started that way, because then it's going to be mezalzel the next year, they're going to say, wait a second, last year we started keeping Rosh Hashanah half the day, and then it wasn't. So we say, no, in terms of that halacha, you have to keep the entire day as Isra melacha, even though it really isn't Rosh Hashanah. Kasher who's haru ad ha-mincha, mimlacha, just like they were careful not to do mlacha up until mincha time, kach nog, ke nog, and v'gomrim also b'ktushaso, you have to keep the entire day. Alma, so what's the conclusion here? Tchilas asiya, shnei yamim l'Rosh Hashanah, afilu bebezdin hava v'lo misafik. When they made the halacha that you have to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it wasn't because of a safik. They said you have to keep, the first day is going to be a full day of Yom Tov. Even though we know it might not be. It's not Suffolk. They said you have to keep that day, even when they know it isn't Rosh Hashanah. The Edom never came. You still have to keep the rest of the day as a Yom Tov. Not because of a Suffolk, because that was the halacha. Sharei vadeh sheyom tov l'macha. We know already, after Mincha, we already know tomorrow is a Yom Tov. V'afal pikin, despite that fact, tuk nulaso. So they said you have to keep that day one as a Rosh Hashanah. Shmamina chok chachamim, mitzvason hilasos and bebo Edom achar Mincha. So we see from here, that's why a 2-day Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah is considered one Kedusha. We're not doing, we're not sure it's a day one of Kodesh. It's a Chok Chacham, it's an established halacha from the Chachamim that you have to keep both days, the entire first day, as a Yom Tov, even though we know already that it's the 30th of Elul. I mean, up until Mincha, we're not sure. It might be the 30th, it might be day one. Mincha time comes. And they didn't show up. So we know today is Vale Day 30. So let's just start doing Malacha. Today's a regular weekday. Chok Chachamim is, you have to keep the rest of the day B'Toras Kedusha, B'Toras Rosh Hashanah. Why? We know the day because Chok Chachamim. It's a Vale Kedusha. They created a Kedusha Sayom. And now both day one and both day two are considered a one long Yom Ha'Richta. And that's why it's a Beit Shenol de Bazeh, Asur Bazeh.
But what you said that in those days, it was the 30th day, and now we do Aleph and Bet. But the bottom line is that we do the same, because we only hold till Haftes always in Tishrei.
Correct.
So the actual day in those days falls the same as today. It's just that as opposed to us thinking maybe it's 30, we just say, okay, this is Aleph and that's it.
Exactly.
But they would be exactly on the same times as those days.
Same times, but day one of us is different than day one of them.
It would be the same, but they thought it might still be 30.
Meaning
if it falls on a Monday...
It's a different date on the calendar, the number of days.
Correct.
Right. It will be the same.
From the month before is exactly the same.
Exactly. Right. 29 days of Elul and 2 days of Yom Tov.
Right.
But for us...
30 and 1.
Exactly.
That number of days is
right. Right.
Exactly.
Meaning it would have fallen on a Monday and a Tuesday. It would still be falling now a day on a Monday and a Tuesday.
Correct.
That year. It's just that they thought that the first day might be 30. We already know, so we just counted as...
Which day is Yom Kippur is an Afkamina? Is Yom Kippur counted from Monday or is Yom Kippur counted from Tuesday?
From Tuesday.
We counted from Monday, they counted it from Tuesday.
So what they say, okay, so the rest of the Yom Tovim does make a difference.
Right.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Now, Tosfos here talks about, what's the big deal? Okay, they made a mistake in the shear. All right, not the end of the world. The shear is an important thing, and it's brought down. It's true. Truth is, I might have been a gatekeeper. If you were a gatekeeper, you're not necessarily a singer, so I'm not sure. So he asks, what's the big deal? They made a mistake. Isn't there a greater kilkel? They didn't bring the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. It was a Monday. No Karban Musaf. So they brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and they didn't bring the Musaf. A much greater problem of not bringing the Karban Musaf. So he says that based on the Gemara Musachim, if you remember, Daf Nun Tes, that what's the problem? So bring the Musaf after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. We can't do that. Asay Da Shlomo, we say, that once you bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, no more Karbanos for that day. No, there are certain Heterim, certain Kulas. Just like the Gemara tells us, let's say there's a person who required to bring a Mechusa Kippurim, a person who's a Zav or a Zav or a Mitzvah, this week's Parsha, and they have to be, they're able to eat the Karban Pesach, they're Tahor, but they missed that last Karban. They have to bring a Karban to allow them to eat Kachum now. Problem was, let's say the Tumen Shel Bein Habayim is brought already. The place is closed. So we allow you to be Doche the Asay Dashlama. You could override that Isser, Asay, of bring carbonos afterwards, in order to allow him to eat the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach, Sheish Bo Karis, is stronger than the Isser Aseh to not bring carbonos after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. So just like we allow you to docha that Isser of Hashlama, here too also, the Karban Musaf, which is a Karban Tzibur, which is very important, that's able to be brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. And that's how Tosfos gets out of that, so it's not we're not missing the Karban Musaf. They'll bring the Karban Musaf anyways. So that's why the only real kilkel that took place was the Shear. Okay, now the Gemara says further, 4 lines from the top. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, "Mitakanas Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elech." From his time on, he made the following takana: that a beitza is muteris. You can't have the beitza that was laid on day one. You can have on day two of Rosh Hashanah. The Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us in Rosh Hashanah. Mishacharav beis hamikdash. When the beis hamikdash was destroyed, hiskin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai sheyu mekablan edus hachodesh kol yom. He made a takana that you're able to accept the Chodesh the entire day. Now, for him, because there's no concern of a Kilkul Bashir, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Karban, there's no Shir, so you're able to accept it the entire day. This way, they can know the actual day. In terms of the Beis HaMikdash, okay, they're able to, even though today's really day one, but since they came after Mincha, we'll push it off to the next day.
Right.
They didn't want to ruin the Shir. But in the times of Yochanan ben Zakkai, there's no concern of the Shir, so may as well go according to what's their true day of Rosh Hashanah. So according to him, so when they kept 2 days outside, it was too far away, they didn't get word of, you lived up north or down south, you didn't know whether Kishah Chodesh took place or not, so you have to keep 2 days misafek. So as opposed to the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they said both days are vaday, keep them both as vaday, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a safek because they just didn't know when Kishah Chodesh happened. So for that reason, there are 2 days, it's considered Shema Hayom Chol, Shema Hayom Kodesh. Each day has suffix whether this was Rosh Hashanah or not. So since they're both...
In the time of the Beit HaMikdash, let's say the Eidim came before Mincha, before Tamid.
Okay.
How would the people far away know that it's that it was Mekadesh that day?
So they wouldn't. So that they made a takana that initially, before the kilkel happened, then it was a safek for Rosh Hashanah. You kept it, and far away you kept 2 days midin safek. Then after Mishakilkel we're talking about now,
right.
Then they said, you know what, everyone, even in Yerushalayim, even though you're going to know, we're keeping 2 days of Yom Tov Vaday. And even if they came on day 30.
This is Rabbi Yochanan's takana?
No, before Rabbi Yochanan's takana.
Right, okay.
When the kilkel of the shear happened,
right, okay, so
they said, everywhere we're keeping 2 days of Yom Tov Vaday. And even if they ate them come on day 30, after mincha time,
it's not mekadesh.
We still say keep the rest of the day as kodesh. So it wasn't midin suffix. So once in Yerushalayim was established as 2 days of vaday, everywhere is established as 2 days of vaday, no longer a question of suffix. Then after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no concern of kilkul. So Rabbi Yochanan says, let's go back to the regular way. Let's at least get the right day. Let's accept the Edom the entire day one. We're going to say after Mincha, you can't accept them anymore and just say today's really 30, even though we know it's really day one.
So this only made a difference towards Yom Kippur and Sukkot, not for anything else.
It made a difference of Yom Kippur. It made a difference also for Rosh Hashanah itself. In Yerushalayim, it sounds like in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's time, you keep day one. If let's say day 30, the Edom came, say today's Rosh Hashanah, day one, it sounds like that this would be only one day for Yerushalayim.
The next day would be Chol.
That's what it sounds like, I'm not sure. Because it was all based on the actual day. Only the Rechokim who didn't know, it would be a Suffolk. They didn't know. They wouldn't get word out in time. So that's why, so that was the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, the entire day can be accepted, you could accept the Edom. And for that reason, the Beit HaShenolda Bezeh, Mutaris Bezeh, because one of the days is Chol, one of the days is Kodesh, they only kept 2 days of Rechokim because of a Suffolk. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, V'har Ravu Shmuel Damri Tervayu, both of them are of the opinion, Beitza Asura. So didn't we say before, Rav Shmuel told us in the beginning of the sugya that it's Asur. It was laid on day one, and day two, it's still going to be Asur. So isn't that against Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Amalei, Aminu Lecha Ana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I say Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Amrisli, Rav Shmuel, you're telling me Rav Shmuel is a kasha to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Tana. You're asking me a kasha from Amorim, Rav and Shmuel? Don't get me wrong, they're obviously big that Amorim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has the authority to say and override Rav and Shmuel. Where it says, no, the question is, Rav Shmuel kasha masisin. It's a question to Rav and Shmuel. How could Rav and Shmuel say that Nol de Bezeh, Asur Bezeh, if the mission of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells us, Muteris Bezeh? It's a kasha in Rav and Shmuel. Where it says, it's not a kasha, lo kasha, halan halahu. One's us, and one's for them in Eretz Yisrael. Lan is us in Bavel, Lahu is Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, where they do 1 day, it's mutter, because it's a suffix. But to us, let's read the Rashi inside. Rashi, halan halahu. This is the first wide line in Rashi's. Halan halahu. Halahu refers to the Vnei Eretz Yisrael. Shos in Yomecha Mutaris. In Eretz Yisrael, where they do 1 day, so then the Beit is mutter on 1 day or the other day.
We still do 2 days here in Galus. We still go according to the initial minhag before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash.
We don't do it because of a suffix. We do it because that was always the minhag of the Sanim Yadenu. It never stopped me. So what happened was, in Galus, nothing really changed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I'm making a new takana. You can accept Eidus the entire day. So us in Bavel, nothing changed. We always kept 2 days, and now we're also keeping 2 days. So since there's never a change in what happened, we're still really working off the times of the Beis HaMikdash, where we always kept 2 days, Betaras Vadai, Betaras Chok Chachamim. In Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, we're going to change it up a little bit. If the Eidim come the entire day, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So the Rechokim in Eretz Yisrael, who didn't hear word yet, they keep 2 days because of a suffix. If they had, let's say they get word out, let's say the Edom come very early on the first day, and the word gets out quickly, even they'll keep 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, even up north. But the days that they don't find out, they're going to have to keep 2 days, because maybe they really Edom came today, but they came late in the day, we weren't able to hear word, so we're not sure, so they're going to keep 2 days of suffix. No.
They were afraid they didn't get fast enough.
No, but I'm saying, let's say they did get there fast enough. Let's say the Edom come first thing in the morning.
We'll find out.
So the only reason why I'm saying that is because Rashi says Levnei Eretz Yisrael. He's not saying Levnei Yerushalayim. He's saying the entire Eretz Yisrael is Bechlal this. So in Eretz Yisrael, it sounds like sometimes you could keep 1 day, sometimes you could keep 2 days. So the days, the years, they would keep 2 days, it was only Betar HaSafek. But in Eretz, in Bavel, in Galus, they would always keep 2 days like they always kept. So they were not really impacted by the takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai. So that's why Rav and Shmuel said, Nol de bezeh, asur bezeh, because for them it was always a chok chachamim. It was only in Eretz Yisrael where Yochanan ben Zakkai's halacha was relevant, where no, nowadays it would be Nol de bezeh, muteres bezeh. And that's the distinction, says the Gemara.
But I'm sorry, before Shenit Kalkilu, the Edim would come to Yerushalayim, and when they used to do the bonfires, it was for Babel, or was also for the people outside Yerushalayim.
I believe also outside Yerushalayim, yeah.
So that's why all Eretz Yisrael used to do one day.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara around halfway down that Rav Yosef Amar Af Mitakanas Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai Ve'elech Beitz Asur. Despite the fact that he made a takana, you could accept Edim the entire day. Beitza is still Asur. Why? What do you mean? If it should be mutter, because according to him, it's only the people who keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael is only b'tara safek. So one day is chol, one day is kodesh, it should be mutter. There's another klal here. My taima, have a davar shebe minyan, v'chol davar shebe minyan tzarach minyan acher. Now don't get confused with davar shebe minyan we did yesterday. Davar shebe minyan yesterday was something you got counted. You count an egg, that was not batel. This is a different type of davar shebe minyan, yet the same term, but a different meaning. A davar shebe minyan means when a basin gathers together and they create an iser, a takana, a person cannot uproot that takana unless they're greater than them in chachma and in minyan. So once it's established from the times earlier than Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, from the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that it's asur, beita nol bezeh as asur bezeh, that was maintained. Even though Rabbi Yochanan said you could accept Edim the entire day, he wasn't able to uproot the takana about a beita in particular. And that was still intact, that takana. So Gemara asks, where do we know this klal from? Davar shebe minyan, tzarach minyan acher lahatiro. So Amar Rav Yosef, Minah Minala, how do I know this? So the Chesiv, the Pasuk says, the Gemara is going to explain. Leich Amur Lahem, Shuvah Lachem Lo Leichem. After Kabbal Satorah, Hashem says, go back to your tents. And the Gemara and Amar Beis is going to elaborate. V'omer, and another Pasuk says, B'mshoch HaYovel Haima Yalu V'har. When I blow the shofar, then the animals are allowed to go up into the mountain. And then they quote a Braisa, Kerem Revai, Hayolu Yishlaim, Halach Yom Echa L'chol Tzad. So Lach is a Kerem Revai, is the fourth year of Neter Revai, Kerem Revai. First 3 years you have a fruit tree, it's Aser, it's called Arla. Fourth year you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. It's based on the Gzer Shava, Kodesh Kodesh from Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni you have to go to bring it to eat in Yerushalayim, so to Kerem Revai or Neter Revai. Machlokas in the Gemara in Brachos, whether it's Dafka Kerem, Dafka grapes, or Neter Revai, all fruits of the fourth year have to be brought. That was brought to Yerushalayim to eat. There's a Tosfos in Bavasa and Sefer Chinuch that writes, the purpose of going to these places to eat Yerushalayim is in order to learn Torah. Kimitzion Tetzei Sarah. So one of the obligations is to go there, it's like kind of a chiv, to go there to get you to learn Torah from the source, from Yerushalayim, the base of Mikdash. So they would go up to Yerushalayim. Now, Mahalach Yom Echad L'chol Tzad, that from a distance of one day walking, a radius of all directions from Yerushalayim, one day's worth of walking, Zui Tchuma Mina, which is a Tchuma Mina Tzafon, Vakravos Mina Darum, Lud Mina Marev, Yardim Mina Mizrach. Those are the various locations, cities, which is a day's worth of walking in each direction. They would all have to go up to Yerushalayim. What's the reason? Amar Ula Viseim Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar Biyochan, Matam, Kidei La'ata Shuk Yerushalayim Beperos. So what's going on here? The lach is that if you live far away, you're allowed to take your fruit of Neter Revai or Kerem Revai and be pulled there on money and put it on money. It's much easier to carry money up than to have to schlep fruit. So a lot of people do this. Problem was, if everybody did this, it wouldn't look so nice. Everyone just has money and goes to Yerushalayim. It's nice when you have fruit adorning the shuk of Yerushalayim. So they made a takana that if you live in a distance that you could make it to Yerushalayim in one day, you have to bring your fruit. You're not allowed to be poda because you want the Yerushalayim to be adorned with fruit. So if you live within the one day tchum, you have to bring fruit. That was the takana that was made.
This one here, it also says that if everybody brings, that they're going to have leftover and they're going to sell it to the stores in Yerushalayim and prices are going to be more accessible for everybody.
Oh, so it's also financial purposes.
Yeah.
And then on that, after knowing this particular takana, that again, everyone has to, within a day's walk distance, has to bring the fruit. Tanya Kem Revai Hayulol Rabbi Eliezer B'Mizrach Lud B'tzad Kfar Tavi. So he had some Kerevai. He had a little vineyard and he had some fruit that was the fourth year now. And he lived in the east in Lud next to a village called Tavi. Ubikesh lahafkiro la'aniyim, and he wanted to take this and just be mafkir. He didn't want to schlep it up all the way to Yerushalayim. There was a big tircha, so he figured, I'll just be mafkir. I won't have a chiv of neta or revive. So they say, Amrullah, they say to Rabbi Eliezer, Tamidav, say to him, Rebbe, kvar nimnu alecha chavercha v'tiru. Your friends already were matir, this halacha, there's no requirement anymore to bring that to Revai anymore. The halacha once existed, that within a distance you have to bring it, within one day's distance, but the takana doesn't exist anymore, so no need to be mafkir, you could just be poded onto money and bring up the money yourself and buy something to eat in Yerushalayim. And man chavercha, who's your friend who was oker this takana? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one who said there's no longer takana, you don't have to anymore to uproot, to bring the fruit. Anybody could be pulled it. It's a time of the nimnu, only because it says, kfar nimnu alecha, that nimnu, what's nimnu mean? That they gather together. They got a minyan acher. We said before, that what's the klal called? Davar shebe minyan. Anything that was gathered together with a number of dayanim to make a takana, you could only uproot it if tsarach minyan acher latiro. You need another minyan. So the only reason why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to uproot this last takana was because he also was nimnu. He created another minyan. He was the minyan acher that was matir the initial minyan. So, but halo nimnu lo. But if there wasn't a minyan, if he just on his own said there's no longer takana, well, you can't just do that on your own. You need a minyan. You need a basin to sit down and say we're uprooting the initial basin's takana. So these are various psukim which the Gemara is going to analyze, where we see this concept of minyan called darash shibim minyan sarach minyan acher latiro. How are you doing with time? Oh, pretty good. So a couple of interesting points come out of here. First thing is that it's very strange that Rabbi Eliezer wanted to be mafkir, his net revai, kam revai, to anim. What's the problem with that? The problem is that the lacha is that we pass in order for something to be hefker, it has to be hefker bein la'anim, bein la'ashirim. It's machlokes beisham and beisilal. I think it's the mission shvius. That you have to be mafkir to both people. You can't just be mafkir to anim. That's not considered hefker. Hefker means I'm being masalik my ownership. I can't be masalik my ownership just to anim. It has to be masalik to anybody who wants. So how is Rabbi Eliezer able to say here, I'm mafkir la anim? That's not hefker. So they point out here that the Rabbi Eliezer is a is machlokes. Exactly, it's machlokes. So he's called a shmosi. The Gemara calls him a shmosi. We don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer because he's a shmosi. What does shmosi mean? Rabbi Eliezer is a shmosi. So Rashi says he was in Kherim. Gemara is in the end of the sixth parak of Sanhedrin, I think it is. And he was a shmosi. He was excommunicated. So therefore, we don't pass like him. But Tosas writes all over the place, and no, he's shmosi. He was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. So then it makes sense, because Beis Shammai is the one who says, if you're mafkir la'anim, it is good. Only Beis Hillel says you need to be mafkir to both. But Beis Shammai says you're mafkir la'anim, that's considered hefker. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says, mafkir la'anim, that would work as a hefker.
The case was it Rabbi Eliezer who said that if the lech has not that came, that the wall should fall down?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Gemara and Bava Tzia about that, exactly. That's the source of it, right.
So
right.
That's when they put him in Kherem, yep. Because he kept on...
Yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to analyze each of these different sources that called davar shebeminyan sarach minyan acher latiro. So Gemara says, "My va'omer." What's the omer? Why do you need the second and third and fourth rayas here? Hachi kamar. The Gemara says we're four lines from the top now. My va'omer. Hachi kamar. Michti. Ksiv hayu nechonim l'shalosh yamim al tigshu el isha. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael at Kabbalah Satara, separate from your wives for 3 days. So, Leich Amar Lahem, Shuvu Lachem Lalechem, when he says to Moshe, go tell them to go back to the tents, Lamli, what was the need for that? That's obvious. Once he said, the Isser only exists for 3 days, so they could count. 3 days is up, now it's Moshe to go back to the tents. Why did Dafka say, Leich Amar Lahem, go back, Shuvu Lachem Lalechem? So he says, Shema Mina, Kol Davar Shem Minyan, Sarach Minyan Achel Atira. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Minyan, he's the basin. He created the Isser. The Isser just doesn't like wind down to nothing. You need another basin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Oker, to be Matir, the initial Isser involved. So that's one source. How we need a Minyan Acher Lahatiro. The Gemara says, wait a second, but that's not enough. V'chitem, maybe you're going to say, that's not our source. V'chitem ha-lemitas ona hudasu. That's a lach of Lech Shuvala Lechem. That just tells me, yeah, we know it's Mutter to go back, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, not only is it Mutter to be with your wife, but it's actually a mitzvah. It's an obligation to go back l'alechem, and that's what he's telling us. But Eina Hanami, you would not require, he says, to go back to your tents. That's not proof about Minyan Acher. That might be telling us simply about the mitzvah of Ona. So Gemara says, okay, So therefore, that's why Tashma, we need another pasuk that says B'mashach Hayovel Hema Yalu Behar. When you blow the shofar, that's a sign that the behemoth is allowed to go up to Har Sinai now. So Gemara says, Michte, what was the need for that pasuk? K'siv gamat son vapakar al yiru amul aharhu. So we already know that in addition to Klai Yisrael not being able to go onto the mountain, the same is applied to the behemoth. So once the 3 days were up, so Mimela, they were mutter. Why do you have to say, and they blew the shofar, now they're permitted to go on. The animals could go on to Har Sinai. We know. The Isser applied to animals. Once the 3 days were up, it was mutter to go on. What was the need to mention the heter? Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an Isser in the first place that animals should not go on Har Sinai, he had to be matted with a minin to permit them to go on to Har Sinai. Now, the interesting Rashi here, big chiddush in Rashi, and Tosfos takes him to task on this. Rashi says, when did the Shekhinah leave Har Sinai? Well, we all thought, when the Torah was given, Moshe came down, we went on to Har Sinai. Rashi says, no, it was actually there until Hakamas HaMishkan, until the next year. It was the Har Sinai, Shekhinah rather, was on Har Sinai until Echad B'Chodesh, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's what Rashi says.
Through the time that that Hashem didn't forgive them. And
through all that time, he was there. I guess Moshe's going up and down. And even after that time, from Tishrei and everything, Yom Kippur finally, he got, you know, Luchos Shnios, the Shekhinah was still there for another 6 months until Nisan, Rashi writes. Tosfos, the one here, Michle, takes him to task on that. But that's a very interesting idea to know. There's Machlokas, how long the Shekhinah was there for. Okay, so that's the source of Minin Acher. Then the Gemara says, wait a second. So that's only when the initial takana was made in the Torah, where Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's also to go on the mountain. So then you need a minyan acher to permit the Isser. But aval b'derabanan, when the Chachamim create a takana, lo, maybe you wouldn't require a minyan acher. If Basin comes and says it's a takana, maybe that takana can simply wear down, or maybe somebody else, without being a minyan, an individual, could say, we're going to be matir that takana. How do you know on a derabbanan level we also require the klal of kol davar shebeminyan tzarich minyan acher latir? So to this, Gemara quotes the Braisa about kerem revai. Tashma, kerem revai, v'hal kerem revai rabbanan, v'kamri le, kfar nimno lecha chavercha v'tiro. So isn't the whole halachas of kerem revai, the fact that within one day's distance that you have to bring, you're not allowed to be poda your fruit, you have to actually bring your fruit. That was a takana derabbanan. Yet we see only because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was nimnu, he had a minyan, was he able to uproot the initial takana? And he was able to say, no longer do you have to bring your fruit. Anybody, even if they're close to Yerushalayim, could simply be poda and bring the money to Yerushalayim. So we see, even on their abundant levels, you require a takana. So, yeah, a minyan.
If the base of Mekdash was destroyed, people would still come to Yerushalayim. And they would, the obligation to bring that deravai and other things was still in effect.
So you're asking, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we're assuming, is after Beis HaMikdash. Is that the point?
Yeah.
So the question, I wonder if this takana existed before the Churban Beis HaMikdash or not. So you're assuming right now it's after the Churban and there's still halacha to go to Yerushalayim? Is there? Is that true?
He says now you can be poda. You don't have to bring the fruit.
So but the question is now after the Churban or before the Churban? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it necessarily after?
So look at the second Rashi.
That's the point. You see, Rashi, that's a very good question. That's exactly what Rashi is addressing. Rashi, two lines from the top. Kfar nimnu alecha chavercha vehitiru. Liftoso ula losa damav. Anybody, even if you're close to Yerushalayim, you can be poda, and you could go to Yerushalayim. Vafagav d'lacha churban haya. It was after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so who are you bringing it to? There's no Beis HaMikdash. Kasavar kedusha l'rishona kitchela shaisav kitchela losa lavo. The kedusha that still always existed, that is still existing in the Yerushalayim, it still has kedusha. Even without a Beis HaMikdash, there's still it. V'tzarech l'halos haperos o hadamim. Like you were saying, that you still have to bring the fruit and the money, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash.
And that's
very good.
The point is actually is precisely this: that you even need a Beis HaNachet to be nimna, even when the tam is batel. Because the point, if you, the next Rashi also points out that even though after the Chorban, and there's no more need to be ma'ater, because there's the nacharim over there, it doesn't really matter. But even though the tam is batel, you still need minyan achar latira. That's the whole chiddush of that davar shub minyan sarich minyan achar latira.
Even though it makes no sense anymore to do such a takana, then we still require, you can't just say, okay, it's not needed, let's just throw away the minyan, let's throw away the masorah. You need a basin to say, now's the time to uproot that masorah.
If the tam's not batel, then Yeah, of course you should continue doing it. Of course you should need mininach alatio. The chiddush is that even though the tam is batel, nevertheless,
very good. Right, but there is some certain instances where we find, let's say, by mayim megulim, so water which is left out overnight, you can't drink it. And the reason the Gemara tells us is because a nachash may have left some of its venom in the water, and it's dangerous. So now no one's machbid on this anymore, because the reason doesn't make any sense. There are no snakes. Look outside. We don't have snakes here in New York. Maybe if you lived in various places in the desert, it might be a concern. But out here, it's not a concern. They say that it doesn't apply anymore. But tzarech meninach, how can you simply uproot it? So the Achrim say different things. They say no. When it comes to a sakana, and they tell you the reason for the sakana, such as mayim megulim, so then you could say the sakana doesn't apply anymore. When it comes to a halacha, a mitzvah, even if the batal tam lo batla gzera, until you have a minin acher. So there's a distinction. That's where the Rosh Yosef writes. The Taz gives a different explanation. I don't remember what he says exactly. But that's the point. Okay, very good.
Rav Schechter has a shtigal Torah on the notion that if the Rabban were masaking something, that's otherwise mevatel in a mitzvah in the Torah. Like, for example, imarakdin is a vatel oneg Shabbos or simple yontif or whatever, that the person can't clap. And then, once the tam is batel, this is Rav Schechter Chiddush, he says that even if once the tam is batel, the mela, it goes back to the original state. You don't need minyan achar of latiro because the initial takana was going suppressing something that the Torah is otherwise mechayev you to do.
Uh huh. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Once read in Teres Tzvi.
Eretz Tzvi. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So the Gemara now continues and says, where are we? Mechitema. That's where we're up to, I think, right? Mechitema. We did Mechitema Beitzanami?
Oh, no.
Yeah, around then we read that one. Okay. Yeah. So, Vechitema Beitzanami im Nuala Rabban Yochman Zakai Visharya. So, maybe you're going to say, Yochman Zakai said that he also, we're working on right now, we're taking the approach that Yochman Zakai, we know, made a takana, you could accept Edim the entire last day, 30th day of Elul. If Edim come, then it's Rosh Hashanah. If they don't come, the next day is Rosh Hashanah. So we first said, so according to him, if a beitza shenol de bazeh is mutaris bazeh. That was our initial statement. But then we came along, Rav Yosef said, no, even after Yochanan ben Zakkai made such a takana to accept the edus the entire day, still a beitza is aser. Why? What's the reasoning? Because you need a minin acher. So after bringing all these proofs that a minin acher was able to uproot this halacha and that halacha and that dervai, so the chitem of the Gemara says, maybe you're going to say, also beitza nami imnu ala Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Maybe he also created a minyan, just like he created a minyan to uproot the takana of going to Neter Avai, that you don't have to go, anybody can be poda now, you don't have to bring your fruit. Maybe he also created a minyan to permit a beitz as well, and was uprooting that takana as well. The Gemara says, no, ki amnu, when he got together the minyan of a besdin, that was only a edus, only regards to accepting the edus the entire day, but a beitza lo amnu, but he never established a minyan, never created a basin to permit the halachas of a beitza. So that's why Rav Yosef thought that even though he accepted Eidus all day long, he never uprooted the initial takana, the Beitza's Aser on day two. Well, I said, what do you mean? It doesn't make any sense. Amar leh baye, atu Beitza b'minin, mi have Beitza b'Eidus, tali milsa. So it doesn't make any sense. Beitza's tali in the minin. The only reason why Beitza's Aser is because it all goes back to the way that Eidus was accepted. Meaning, in times, the Beitza Migdash, Misha Kilkul Ashir. So we said, both days of Rosh Hashanah are now going to be one long day. You have to keep them both betaras vaday. And mimela, we learned from this, that a beitza is aser that was laid on day one. It's going to be aser on day two, because now we viewed this as one yom arichta, 48-hour day. But now if the edus is going to be accepted, so then that tells us that the 2 days of that being kept are suffic. So mimela, the beitza becomes mutter. Not that beitza was making a special takan about beitza. Beitza was simply a consequence of how the edus was accepted. So if the edus is now being changed, then the mimela beitza is also going to be changed. That's what Abai asks. So he says further. Okay, let's read that again. Amar leh Abai, atu beitza b'minin mihava? Was it really a special takan about the beitza? No. Beitza b'edus talia milsa. Beitza is all dependent on edus. Isser edus, isser beitza. Ishtar edus, ishtar beitza. If edus is usher to be accepted the entire day, so then beitza is going to be usher both days. If edus is mutter to be accepted on the entire day, then beitza is going to be mutter on day two. Gemara now takes a different approach to Rav Yochanan's shita, Rav Yochanan Zakkai's shita in regards to the beitza. Rav Ada, Rav Shalman, Tarvaya, both of them, mi Beit Kluchas, they came from this place called Beit Kluchas. Amri, they both said, af mi takanas Rav Yochanan Zakkai, ve'elach, even after his takana, beitza asura. Even though he accepted Edis being accepted the entire day, still beitza was asur. My taima, what's the reasoning? Meheir yibana beis hamikdash, hopefully soon the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt. The Yomer, they're going to say as follows: Ishtaked milo achal nebeitza biyom tavsheni hashanami nechal. What's going to happen is Yochum and Zakkai's time there's no beis hamikdash, so he accepted Edis the entire day. So therefore, we're going to say last year. Remember last year Rosh Hashanah we had that chicken that gave an egg, laid an egg on day one, and day two we ate that. You remember that? Next year, beis hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, hopefully, and perhaps Leil Pesach. That's when it's brought down. Leil Pesach gets rebuilt, hopefully this week in 2 weeks, if not tonight. And then, so, beis hamikdash is rebuilt. And the same thing's going to happen. A chicken's going to lay an egg on day one, Rosh Hashanah time comes. And they're going to say, oh, day two, let's have the egg, let's eat it. Because remember, last year we were able to eat the egg on day two. We could eat the egg today. But they're not going to realize there's a difference what happened then versus now. Because last year, the Rav Gemara says, the Ashtakid, last year, when the beis hamikdash was still destroyed, Shei Kedushas Hein. The reason why we kept 2 days was only B'taras Safek. But V'hashta now, Kedusha Achasi, but nowadays, now the beis hamikdash is rebuilt, so the only reason why we keep 2 days is because we don't accept Edom anymore after the Mincha, because we're still concerned of Mishakil Kalashir. So the only reason why we keep day one, even if the Edom come, is B'taras Chachamim, like Rashi said. It's a full 2 days we're keeping B'taras Vadeh. It's one long Kedusha Achas. So then you cannot have, now that the beis hamikdash is rebuilt, you cannot have it on day two either. So less that happens, there's a concern you never have, we never permit you to have the beitza again, even though fundamentally you can really have the beitza on day two from the takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, there's a concern that they might not do the difference from this year and last year. So they said, you know what, always, the beitza is always going to be usher in both days. Perhaps they might not remember the halachas. Mar says, Ihachi, that's the case. If we're saying we don't want to change anything to confuse people, what about Edis? How could Rav Yochanan Zakkai say, now we're going to accept Edus the entire day, but when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we're all going to accept it only up until Mincha? Yihachi Gemara asks, Edus Nami lo nikabel. We shouldn't accept Edus after Mincha time either. My time, why not? Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash hopefully will be rebuilt very, very soon. The Yomri and the people are going to say, Yeshtaked mi lo kabal na Edus HaChodesh Kol Yom Kula. Hashanami nikabel. So they're going to say, just like last year, with Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's Takana, they accepted Edus the entire day. So this year also, even though the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, this year also, maybe they'll accept the Edus the entire day. I'm not sure what the concern is with that, though. And therefore what? That what?
The Shir, they'll mess up the Shir.
I'm saying, but what the fact that people think, who, okay, I guess in the Shir, okay, that's what they'll say.
No, because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says that the next day is Chol already.
Next day is Chol already?
Yeah, according to this, according to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, in Yerushalayim, they only held 1 day.
Yeah. Only if the Edom showed up on day.
Yeah, so let's say the Edom showed up after the Minchas of Ben Arbaim, and then they say, during the Beit, after Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's Takana, the next day would be Chol. And the Beit HaMikdash is Marichta, so they're going to say, oh, last year they came after Michas Merambayim, the next day was Chol, now we might also do Chol.
So it's going to happen, and therefore, it's going to be Kilkul Ashir, because today is the only day Rosh Hashanah.
The next day they're going to be Mechal Yontef.
No, but if we accept Edus the entire day, so today is really Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
The only reason why we said you can't accept it after Mincha is because it's the Kilkul of the Shir.
Yeah, but then you did the next day. The result of that is the next day was also Yom.
Right, but that's only next day Yom Tov because of Kilkul of the Shir. It's not a problem of, if we accept Edom all day long, so Einachanami, the next day could be Chol. That's fine. We're okay with that.
Right.
So only because the Kilkul of the Shir forced us to keep both days of Rosh Hashanah now.
Correct.
So he's saying that if we accept the Edom the entire year, what's going to happen is, again, if Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's time, he says you accept Edom the entire day, so next year also, who's going to think, next year, say, oh, we could also accept Edom all day long. And what's going to happen is, they're going to be Talmud Shem Erbaim and sing the Shir Shachol. And then the Edom are going to come. Like, oh, I guess today was Rosh Hashanah. And tomorrow's Chol. And what turns out was, they messed up on the Shir. Because if it's based on the Takana says, no, if after Edom, after Mincha, we don't accept Edom anymore, so they didn't miss up on the Shir, because today we're viewing today as being a Chol. When they said the Chol in the Talmud, Shal Ben Abayim, it was okay, because tomorrow we're being, no, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. But if you accept Edom the entire day, and you accept them even after the Talmud, Shal Ben Abayim, so today's Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow you're keeping as a Chol, so the Shir you sang in the Talmud, Shal Ben Abayim, was a Chol. And that was a mistake. So they said, therefore, Yochum and Zakkai, so why was he allowed to accept Edom the entire day? The next year, they're going to think, oh, so you could accept the entire day, and it's going to be a mess up of the Shir. And then Gemara says, no, there's a difference between Beitza and Edus. What's the difference? Hachi Hashta, Hasam Edus Masura la Bezdin, Beitza lechol Masura. Edus is accepted only by Bezdin. So Bezdin's going to know, thank you for coming, I really appreciate your coming and bringing the Edus, but now it's after Minchat time, we can't accept your Edus tomorrow, tomorrow's going to be Rosh Hashanah. That's what the halacha is, and they're going to keep the second day as Rosh Hashanah. And it won't be a kilkul of the shir, because tomorrow they're going to sing the right shir. But when it comes to the Beitza, every single person who had a farm, who had a chicken, so there's a concern that he's going to mess up. He doesn't know the halachas. Basin knows the halachas. So Basin, we could have a difference between last year and this year. They'll know what the difference is. A regular person living in his house won't know the difference. So therefore, the Beitza, we said, even though it makes sense in the times of Yochum and Zakkai to permit Beitza on day two, we say, no, it's going to be Usser on both days, Shema Yibana, Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara says, we still have 15 minutes, as I finish the daf and go into the next Amud, a few lines. Actually, no, let's just finish the page here. So the Gemara says, just six more lines, Rav Amar, Afmi Takanas Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, Ve'ilech Beitza Asur. Even from his time on, Rav says it's Usser. Why? So doesn't he hold, and let's say the Edom actually do come after Mincha time. Now his time again, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Shir. But you don't know. It comes, it's the night of the 30th of Elul, or maybe the Aleph Tishrei, we don't know. So you have to start, you make Kiddush, and you make Shechianu, and you keep Beis HaMikdash, because you don't know if it's going to be day 30 or not. Nothing to lose. I guess Brach Levatala might, but you have to keep the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. And they continue to come, and no Edom, and they're keeping Rosh Hashanah, and there's some halacha, they're blowing the shofar, and they're davening the Musaf, and finally Mincha time comes, they daven Mincha, and then the Edom show up. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai can say, oh, you guys have 2 hours left, go home, shower, clean up, clean your house, do Malacha, and then come back for shul a second time. No. He's going to say that since we kept the entire day B'Torah's Kodesh, keep the rest of the day B'Torah's Kodesh as well. So we see even during the times of Yochum and Zakkai, when he accepted Edom the entire day, he did accept them, he still would say in terms of practice, in the individual practice, we still keep both days as Kodesh. The only difference is of whether the Edoms are accepted on this first day or not tells me when to count Yom Kippur from.
It's Aleph,
right? Aleph, that's the only question. But in terms of the Noeg, the Kedushas Yom, and the Issa Melacha, that's certainly going to be kept both days. Even in Yochum and Zakkai's time, it's B'tar Zvadai, and that's why it's awesome.
I mean, even if they came after Mincha, they would still hold the next day Yom.
This first day and next day, exact both days.
The first day they were really holding
it. Right.
The question is the second day, isn't it?
Right, exactly. So Rashi says, even the second day was also never uprooted. Right. He only addressed in terms of keeping the calendar date, right. Never uprooted the actual takana of the 2 days. And then finally Gemara says, Vama Rava, Hilchsa Kavasa Dirav, Bahani Tfas, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumram. So Rav weighed in on all three machlokasim. We had three different scenarios of two kedushas or kedusha achas. We had Shnei Yomtiv Shagalios, we spoke about. We have Shnei Yomtiv Shirash Hashanah. And we had Shabbos and Yomtiv, which are next to each other. We had three machlokasim, whether or not it was, or three at least opinions, whether Rav weighed in on all them, whether it's kedusha achas, Shei Kedushos. So in all three cases, we passed like Rav. Even though normally we saw earlier, Rav Yochanan, Rav, Halachak Rav Yochanan, these three instances we hold like Rav. Whether it's Fakula or Chumra, maybe hold like Rav. Okay. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.